Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own.
What can I do?
So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need without you. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle-elect, Pastor Apostle Donnell Douglas. I'm here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Our guest on this morning is none other than Pastor Robert Bailey. Amen. Robert Bailey will be with us on this morning. Listen, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And tell them, guys, make sure that you guys call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. And remember, guys, if you guys have a prayer request, we will stop what we're doing and we will instantly intercede for you on this morning. We're glad and just happy glad that you guys came along with us on this morning. And guys, as always, we want to make sure that we pray and we share our morning scripture with you this morning. Our morning scripture this morning is going to be Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. And it says, in Psalms 1, it says, Psalms 1 says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in effectual, fervent prayer on this morning. We're coming to you, God, thanking you for this day. Thanking you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for the power. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the understanding on today. Father, we ask that you would step into the room, God, and pour out your power and pour out your strength. God, we pray for the man of God. We pray that you would make a way for the word on this morning. God, we have been in this month of restoring men, the restoration of the fire to our men, God, on this morning. So this morning, God, we paved the way, God, for the word that will come forth. God, as the man of God speaks to encourage and strengthen our men on this morning, God, to increase their prayer, increase their desire, increase their love, increase their prayer life, increase, God, their relationship with you on this morning. God, is our effectual fervent prayer. God, we pray then, we pray even now, God, for those that are under the sound of our voices, oh God. God, whatever condition or situation that they may be in on this morning, Father, we pray, God, that you would touch them in a special way. God, gird their minds, gird their hearts, gird their spirit, God, and keep them close to you, oh God. God, whatever the issue or circumstance that's going on, God, we dismiss it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak to the noisome pestle that's speaking to their ear. God, the heart that's over their heart, God. God, and whatever chaos that is in their mind right now, God, we speak a cease to that thing now. God, as your word go forth, that it'll be for the strengthening of your people. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. As always, guys, we would like to make sure that we acknowledge our countries that are listening in. We thank you guys so very much for listening in, all of our overseas partners. Those of you all have been riding with us and connecting with us. We thank you for our missionaries, all of our pastors and apostles that are across this country that are establishing churches and going in and converting those and presenting Christ to those who desire to have Christ as their Lord and Savior, as their Lord and Savior. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will cover, protect, and keep them, God, right now. Keep your hand of mercy and grace over them, God, as they do the work that you have assigned for their life. Amen. We want to make sure that we acknowledge our countries. We want to say to those of you all who are giving your life as well, we are praying for you. We understand that that is a very, very taboo thing in those countries for you to give your life. But we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. His hand of mercy and grace is on and over your life. Amen. So let us make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Zimbabwe. We have Germany. We have We have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have Hong Kong, and we just recently picked up the United Kingdom. So welcome aboard the United Kingdom. We pray that something is said or done on the broadcast that will encourage, inspire, and strengthen you as well. We thank you guys for coming along, and we look forward to an exciting time and an exciting shift in God's word that will come to you and empower you in the way that you would need to go in. And in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Amen. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Everybody needs a power in here.
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, rule the doubters. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody needs the price of battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. My heart could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because
Somebody give him glory now. Somebody ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Anybody know he's some a winner?
Yes.
Anybody know he's some a winner?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thine a glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God, the glory.
Revive.
God, we need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, Aaron. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. About your goodness, how you keep on making a way for me.
That the road would be
don't believe he bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't.
Amen, amen. I don't feel no ways tired. I don't feel no ways tired. We're just excited about our guest on this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't hold the man of God any longer. I want to present to some and to introduce to others none other than Pastor Robert Bailey. Man of God, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, man?
Man, I'm blessed. Man, listen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to relinquish our stand, man, and allow you to come and share what the Lord has laid on your heart to bless the men on this morning, man. The floor is yours.
Well, to God be the glory, number one, for all the things that he has done. I want to definitely appreciate you, Pastor Douglas, for opening up this opportunity and this venue for us to be able to share what it is, our conviction about our Christ and about our God. To all of the men out there, happy Father's Day, belated. To those of you who are fathers, and to those of you who are potential fathers, bless you. God's favor be upon you. Just quickly, I want to share something that I believe. I believe we are in the discussion of returning, real men returning back to the fire, getting back to the fire that's on the inside of us. And I believe it's in Leviticus where the Bible talks about how the priests would go in and every day they would, this is a daily thing, they would get up and they would add wood to the fire. They wouldn't let their fire go out. Not one time would they allow their fire to go out. So they had to do a few things as it relates to this particular fire. The first thing they had to do is they had to monitor it. And I think one of the reasons why we lose our fire because we don't monitor and make sure that we're paying attention to where our fire, what's happening with our passion, with our push, with our fire, with the zeal of God in us. We don't monitor it enough. I think a lot of times we look for other people to monitor the fire that's in us. That's where we get confirmation and affirmation. We always looking for somebody to approve or to assess where we are. But when you do the investigation of the content of the text, you'll discover that these priests had a responsibility of managing and maintaining and monitoring their own fire. And sometimes you gotta watch, and you can recognize when your spirit is starting to be weary. You can recognize when your heart is starting to be heavy. You can pick up when your attitude is starting to change, when your ways and words are starting to be different. Because when you start to pick up on it, that's you monitoring your fire. That's you figuring out that there's something in me that's different and it's changing the outcourse of what I'm supposed to be doing or who I am or what I'm supposed to be walking into. And so the first thing, if we're going to maintain, if we're going to rekindle or reignite this fire that's on the inside of us, the first thing you got to do is learn how to monitor you. The Bible says examine yourself. The Bible says make sure you check you. I ain't worried about nobody else's fire. Let me be concerned about my walk, my witness, my words. Let me be more concerned about what God has assigned and assessed for me to do. And once I become one who monitors my own fire, then I can literally become faithful and committed to what God has called for me to do. So the first thing I got to learn how to do is monitor me. I need to check me out, make sure that if I'm losing my zeal, if I'm losing my passion, if I'm losing my authority, not because I'm a man, but because I have been given this authority to prophesy and to pray. I do this thing, this piece at my church called Real Men Know How to Pee. Real men stand up to pee is what I call it. Real men stand up to pee. And what that means is they pray prophesy. Real men know how to pray. Real men know how to preach. Real men know how to prophesy. When you become a real man, you learn how to pray over the things that you can't control. You learn how to preach to those things you want to see change in your life, and then you learn how to prophesy over the things that seem like it's not going to change, but you have the ability to speak a change into it. So you got to stand up to pray. You got to stand up to preach. You got to stand up to prophesy, and then watch God produce it for you, because that's how God works. So we got to get back to maintaining and monitoring the fire that's in us. First, that's the first thing you got to do, is know how to monitor and watch and pay attention to the ways and the works that you're assigned to do. I think the second thing, if we look at that content of that text, not only did they monitor that fire, they had to have material. They had to be able to go back in and put something back on it, which means that they wouldn't let it go out because they constantly put something in it. You didn't like what I said. They constantly put something in it. So I got to constantly have some material. I got to constantly, not only should I be able to grab and get, I ought to be able to kill. There are some things I ought to be able to keep putting into it. And some of us, the reason why we are so broken, so sad, so bitter, so depressed, so angry, so frustrated in life, is because we're not putting anything into it. So you're asking for a fire, but you're not even putting wood on it. You're not even maintaining it. You're not doing anything to make sure that it constantly and continuously keep on flowing and going and keep on burning in you. And so that's the same thing. How can you minister? How can you speak life into somebody? How can you pray and you have no material? So you got to give them some material. You need to start studying and learning and growing and developing, and not waiting until you go to church to do that. Real men do it at home. Real men do it at their job. Real men still speak life over people when it is that they need life spoken into them. As a matter of fact, it's Jonah who don't want to go to Nineveh. He don't want to go to Nineveh. But because of the simple fact that he didn't want Nineveh to get changed. He didn't want them to get delivered. But he's a prophet. And what do you expect being a prophet? That if you don't speak life into somebody, then you don't expect them to end their lives, then they're going to stay broken, sad, bitter, depressed. But God has given you the ability with some material that's going to change somebody's life. And so you can't just sit on your material. You can't just let your material sit there and waste. You can't let it sit on the shelf. You got to get up and you got to get your material. Lord, what do I need to do today? Then after you read your Bible, after you pray, after you study your word, after you pull on other men and women of God who can help you and develop you and monitor and mentor and strengthen you and minister to you, then just like Jesus said to Peter, he said, Simon, Simon, the devil has desired to sift you as wheat, but I pray for you that your faith don't fail. Watch this. And when you get strength, good God, then go strengthen your brother. So when I get the material, my job is to release the material. I got to be able to put more wood on the fire so that the fire can continuously stay lit in my life. And so the more I'm holding on to, the less my fire is going to burn. You didn't like what I just said. The more I hold on to, the more I refuse to release from me, will determine how much fire keep burning in me. So I'm losing fire because I'm trying to hold on. I'm losing fire because I'm trying to hold on to what it is that I know or I've learned or I'm losing fire. Jeremiah said it like this. He said, Lord, I ain't going to mention your name no more. So I want to hold on to my material. I don't want to talk about you no more. However, it's because of the fire that's in me. Woo! He said, but your word was in me. The material that I have is just like fire shut up in my bones. And even when I wanted to not do it, I couldn't hold it in. I couldn't keep it to myself. And that ought to be the excitement of every man out there, is that you don't just monitor your fire. You use your material. You get out there and you speak life into people. You go out there and stop using our tongue to bash and down and downplay what other men or other women are doing in the community or in life. We got to use our power, use our fire to be able to draw men closer to God. I believe that's what God's calling us to do. And I believe that's what we're designed. And so not only should I monitor my fire, not only should I have material for my fire, but the last thing, if I was to look at it contextually, the Bible says that every day they would add wood to the fire, and they would make sure that the fire never went out. I'm going to say it again. They made sure that the fire never went out. One more time. They made sure that the fire never went out. So I got to monitor it. I got to make sure I get my material. But the last thing I got to do is manage it correctly. Good God today. I got to manage my fire correctly. I got to stop worrying about what other people are doing, what other people are saying. I got to make sure that my fire never goes out. I got to make sure my passion don't never leave me. I got to make sure my vision never falls apart. I got to make sure that I constantly remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor won't be in vain as long as we're doing it in the Lord. So it is important for us to be able to manage this fire. Make sure that it don't ever go out. It don't matter who left you, who's your heart, what dropped you, who don't like you. None of that stuff matters. What matters is that I maintain and I manage the fire God has put in me. It is because of that fire that I'm able to live, move, and have my being. It's because of that fire that I'm able to maintain the stability of where God wants me to be and to continue to do what God called me to do. And so if you want to keep that fire burning in you, if you want to keep as a man, as a woman, as a child of God, you want to keep that fire going, the first thing you got to do is monitor. You got to monitor you. You need to check you out. Make sure you monitor it. You got to keep your eyes on it. I know when my weakness is showing up. I know when I would do good. Come on. Evil is always present. I know that there are some things in me that I need to deal with and stop running from. I need to address so I can become my best. You didn't like it. I said I need to address so I can become my best, because when I address it, then it allows my best to come up through me and in me. And so I got to learn how to monitor. Once I get through monitoring, I need to be able to give me some more material. I need to constantly feed my spirit, constantly feed my mind, constantly feed my walk with God and my witness with God. I need to constantly make sure that I'm feeding that work in me. And then finally, I got to manage it. I got to make sure that I never let it go out. I got to make sure that I never let it fall apart. I don't lose in me, because what's in me is going to remain and keep me where God wants me to be. And that's how we're going to do that. That's how God will get glory out of our lives, is because that's going to make. I got this one story I got to tell you, and then I'm done. There's a man in the Bible who's asking for money. That's in Acts chapter 3. He's asking for money. He's a lame man. He's laying at the gate called Beautiful. He's asking for money. Peter and John is on their way in the church. And here's the most significant and I think misunderstood moment of the text, is that he's in this position, and the Bible says that this man is asking for money. My problem is he's asking for something when he got a problem with something else. He asking for money, but he got a problem with his leg. How are you asking me for money? Money ain't going to fix your leg. You out here begging for something that's not going to help you fix the issue. Because he didn't want to address the fact that he was lame. I wish I had somebody. He didn't want to address the fact that there's a dysfunction, that there's a problem, that there's an issue. And sometimes we do that. We are asking God for one thing when we're having a problem with something else. seeking God for more house, for a bigger house, when we got a problem with managing an apartment? How you asking God for a car and you barely can function on a bus line? We are asking for one thing when we're having a problem with something else. You don't even have peace in your heart. You don't even have a love that God can lean on. And so because of that reason, he's constantly asking for stuff that he don't need. Here's what I really want to get to. The Bible says Peter and John on their way in church, and Peter says something so significant that has been misled, misunderstood throughout content of Scripture. He says to this man, silver and gold have I none. Silver and gold. I need you to hear this. Silver and gold have I none. But what I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. That's what he said. Right? So this man is looking at Peter and John, asking for money, and all he says is, I don't have any money. And I'm going to tell you the reason why, and this, I'm done, I promise you, I'm going to tell you the reason why Peter and John don't have no money going to church. Because Peter just got his fire back. God dog it. Woo! Peter just got his fire back, and his first responsibility in getting his fire back was to get to church. Listen, I left my money. I left everything because I realized once God reinstated my fire, woo, the first thing I need to do is get myself back in church. He didn't wait on nothing. He didn't worry about nothing. So how do you know? Contextually, Peter had just denied Jesus. He denied him, ran off bitterly. He's sad. He's broken because he just denied the Lord. And he realized that he denied the Lord. When he realized that he denied the Lord, he ran off by himself. Jesus then goes to Calvary, dies. And the Bible says that the morning that he is risen from the dead, the woman by the name of Mary Magdalene ran into this Jesus angel, or to Jesus. And when she ran into Jesus, he literally said, go tell the disciples and Peter. God dog it. Woo! Go get the disciples and Peter. Don't leave Peter out. I understand that he made a mistake and he allowed his fire to be dwindled. But don't worry about it, because I'm going to rekindle his fire. So he reveals himself to Peter, and the moment Peter sees him, it gives him this reignitement of his fire, and this man runs straight to church, and his first assignment when he gets to church is to pour into somebody else's life. You don't even like what I'm saying to you. I'm saying today that God is reinstating your fire, so the next thing you do is use that fire to pour into somebody else's life. God is doing that, and I believe that's what he's doing in the body of Christ, man. I love y'all, and I pray that this lesson has blessed you in some type of way.
Amen, amen, and amen. Man, I'm telling you, that right there was a powerful, powerful word. Don't let nobody, don't let nothing keep you from getting to your fire, man. I love how you took that text, man, and you just, I've never seen it done like that before. You know, when we were responsible, our responsibility as the priest is to keep the fire burning. And no matter what we got going on the outside, we still got to keep our fire burning. We got to continuously put logs on there and keep it burning. And you know what? I share this with all the men that I run into. I know every once in a while we get distracted. I know every once in a while we got things we got going on in our life. We got people. We got situations and circumstances. We got folk that's acting a fool in our life. We got all kinds of things going on. We got our job we dealing with. We got the folk on the outside. We got the church. We got all of that stuff going on. But we got to keep on putting our laws on our file. Because believe it or not, if they see our fire not burning, they gonna give up. They gonna stop wanting to take. Come on, can I help? Can I get an amen? One or two amens out there. I don't need but one or two of them. If they see us not putting the laws on our fire, they gonna say, well, Pastor not putting laws on. Apostle not putting his laws on. I can go ahead on. I can miss a couple of days. I got to tell y'all, the way you put the fire, the laws on the fire, you show up for church. You show up for Bible study. You show up for prayer meeting. You get into your word. You talk to the Lord. Yeah, that's how you keep your fire going. That's how you keep that kindling, that fire. That's them wood. We had an old deacon in the church. He used to sing that song, Sending Up Some Timber. I don't know if you ever heard that one, Bailey.
Yes, sir.
But that old nigga gets to singing, talking about sending up some timber. He's talking about them prayer. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about talking to the Lord. Because every once in a while, he gets tired, too. But he learned that if he sends up some timber, it's going to be all right. Man, I'm telling you, you stirred me up, Doc. You stirred me up. You woke me up this morning. You woke up a whole bunch of brothers this morning, man. That was an amazing word. That was a word that we needed to hear this morning.
Yes.
That was one of them get up and dust yourself off. I know you're tired.
Man.
I know you're frustrated.
Yeah, man.
I know you're tired. I done seen your fight.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me help y'all. I've been in that fight too. That's one of the messages right there.
Yeah, man.
But man, listen, God bless you so much.
Bless you too, man.
Such a powerful word. Listen, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man, where the church is, if they want you to come and speak. They finally kind of lifted some of this ban, and we could start going back to church. We can start going back to service. I ain't gonna say business as usual, because this pandemic has changed the whole thing. So, man of God, let them know how they can get in contact with you.
Well, cool deal, man. Thank you again for allowing me to be a part. First and foremost, we're on all social media everywhere. Greater New Hope Church is the name of our church. We're affectionately known as the Praise Dome Nation. Everybody that knows the Praise Dome, they know Greater New Hope. So we are in the Houston area, located at 10505 Bainbridge, Houston, Texas 77016. Our website is www.greaternewhopechurch.org. That's greaternewhopechurch.org. We have a mobile app, a downloadable mobile app, where you can download, our church information and all of that to your phones. You can get all things Greater New Hope as it relates to what we're doing and where we are and what we got going on. It comes directly to your phone every time we're online or on live. It's on the website. It's on the mobile app. It comes to YouTube. We're on YouTube, the Praise Dome. We're everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Robert Bailey Jr. We got Greater New Hope is all over Facebook as well. So yeah, we're everywhere, man. We're pretty much doing everything we can to build the kingdom.
Amen, amen. Listen, man, thank you so much again. Thank you so much again for sharing this morning, sharing this mighty word that you shared this morning with the people, especially with our men on this morning, man. Something I think that we needed to hear to shift us this morning. Let us pray for you, man, before you go. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this vessel of honor that you have placed in our midst on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that as the man of God has poured out to these your people, God, that you restore back unto him, God, back to his storehouse, God, that you have poured out of him to these men to be restored, to be empowered, to be strengthened. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would break away any issues or circumstances that the enemy has tried to place into his life. God, to be a distraction. God, to be a stumbling block. God, to be a block against him. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection that's around him and his family. God, around him and his church. God, we thank you for, thank you, Lord God, for building a standard up against the enemy when the enemy came against his life, God, and against the life of those that are connected to him. Father, we pray that you will continue to pour the anointing on his life. God, let every place that his hand touched, oh God, prosper. God, let him leave the anointing. Let him leave the mark of who you are and who you have called him to be in the lives of those, God, that he come in contact with. Father, we pray that you will continually open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that he have room enough to not to receive. God, that he may be able to pour, God, consistently and constantly into those, God, who need that strength, who need that move of financial blessing, God, that need that transition in their life, that need that move in their minds and their hearts, God, to give them the ability to continue to fight the good fight of faith. God, thank you for all things being made well in his life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, man of God. And listen, we're going to give you a call bless a little bit later on this afternoon, man. We're going to give you a call a little bit later on this afternoon, man, and just speak with you. There are some things that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you, but I want to share with you. I want to have some time to share with you. All right?
No problem.
All right. All right. Bless you, man. We'll talk with you real soon. All right. Remember, guys, you listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is Apostle Donnell Douglas. Our guest that you just heard was none other than Pastor Robert Bailey. Listen, guys, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys can listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. I have everything.
I have everything I need. I have
in my weakness.
All my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak.
The great I am.
The great I am. Provide for me. The great I am.
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine. And they ordered some MRIs, and the MRIs came back conclusive that there are two masses in my body right now, near my spine. And I came here tonight because I needed the devil to know that nothing you throw at this family, from trying to give my wife cancer last year, to trying to take my son out last year, to trying to give my daughter pneumonia and take her out, not one thing he can do is going to prosper. It did not say the weapons wouldn't hurt, it just say they wouldn't prosper. Now, I am not as athletic as Ty. He got a six-pack. I got a 40-ounce. But I came here tonight, since the miracle started last night and the lady got healed from lupus, I realized that I'm not just here to preach to y'all. I need to declare right now that the doctor's report saw something, but as of tonight, I just need them to know, he turned it!
do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he gonna do it this week? God said he gonna do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'ma do it. I'ma do it this week. Come on. I'ma do it this week. Still not talking. That's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor. Tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Churchy, and I gotta preach. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a get your Bible.
They would call the old deacon down, and he would just go to praying, an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today, head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer. You've been my strong tower. You've been my everything. Oh, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send a glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's about to sweep through this household, and as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending. And as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead the blood, 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 the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We tarry before you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. And when we get to the other side of it, Lord, we promise to turn around and make this declaration that this is the Lord's doing, and it's just marvelous in our eyes. But because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we don't have to wait for our section to catch on. We don't have to wait for the people on our row to catch on. I don't need somebody else to validate what I've already believed him to do. So in advance, this is just for the real faith walkers. In advance, in advance, in advance of the job, in advance of the new house, in advance of the financial breakthrough, in advance of the healing, in advance of the restoration, in advance of the increase, in advance of the elevation, in advance of the new business, in advance of the new territory, in advance, we release a praise that makes the devil mad. We release a shout that makes walls fall down. We release a praise. Open your mouth. In the future, you look better than you look right now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I said, let everything. Let everything. Y'all act like you're not breathing. You ought to thank him that you got breath in your body, blood flowing through your veins, heart beating in your chest. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout glory.
shout, thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that's expecting God to do incredible things shout, I'm ready. Slap three people, high five, and say, I'm going to get mine today. Somebody on the other side is here that weed check just a little bit and say, I told you I'm going to get mine today. My, 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 my. Hey. Come on, sound the war cry. Hey.
Amen, 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 amen. Remember, guys, remember, this is the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are just excited about what God is saying and doing in this hour here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Guys, continue to partner up with us and tune in, listen in. Remember to share our broadcast, share this, that number is 563-999-368. Remember to share that number. Let the people know that they, when they call in, if they have a prayer request, the only thing they have to do is select the one, press the one, and we will then alert us to let us know that you guys want prayer. We will stop what we're doing to pray for you. We believe in the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We believe that where two or three are gathered together in the name of Jesus, in his name, he is in the midst. We believe that prayer is power. And that through prayer, all things are possible. Amen. So we believe, we stand on that. We are a ministry that is built on prayer. Amen. So again, that number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will be glad to pray with you, pray for you, and to touch and agree with you on whatever condition or situation you may be going through. We're at the hour now to where we give out the invitation, what we call the Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer. And our Overcomer Scripture comes from Romans 10 and 9, and it simply says this. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Those of y'all that are under the sound of our voice this morning, we want to extend to you this invitation. I want to extend to you this opportunity to give your life to Christ. Amen. I'm not going to go through no long, drawn-out, dramatic introduction to this. I believe that every one of you guys that's under the sound of my voice, you know where you are.
you know what you're dealing with. You know the demons that you have to face on a day-to-day basis. You know the life. You know the things that the enemy has presented to you. But can I present something to you as well? The Bible says that you are more than a conqueror. The Bible tells you that you are a royal priesthood. The Bible tells you that you are a holy nation. So no matter what the enemy is trying to hold over your head on this morning, know that you have been called out to be called on to be a weapon of destruction. That's the reason why the enemy has come against your life the way he has, because he realizes that once you understand and know that you're walking in your place of deliverance, when you're walking in your place of recovery, when you're walking in your place of restoration, that his world is going to be turned upside down. His world is going to be turned inside out. His world is going to be bombarded with all those things that that the enemy has attempted to come against your life with. Amen. So this morning, what I would like to do, I would like to extend to you this invitation. Very simple invitation. I'm going to pray. And as I pray, I want you to just receive that Romans 10 and 9, because I'm going to restate it again in our prayer. And when I start to quote it, the only thing I want you to do is just say, I receive it. I receive it. I'm walking in it. I walk in it right now. So lend me your hearts for a moment as I go to the Father on your behalf to walk into salvation. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices. God, those that have come to you on this morning, desiring, Father God, a closer walk with you. God, a better relationship with you on this morning. Father, we come thanking you in advance, Lord God. God, for not only just being God, but you being God all by yourself. Where the enemy wanted to come in, God, and shift these, your people, like we, Father, you built a standard up against them. Father, and we thank you for your standard that's been established and call of those that be confused, those that be misdirected, misled in a place of confusion. Father, we thank you now for all things being made well in their life. Walk wholly and solely in them. God, give them the ability and the strength to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Father God, and I pray now, God, this passage of scripture that you have given to us to share with them on this morning. And I simply pray, I just simply ask, God, as they lift up their hands to receive them, Father God, receive them into your care, receive them into your kingdom, God, that they'll be able to have their name wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, we pray that scripture, we speak that scripture over their lives, Romans 10 and 9, that says that they confess with their mouth and believe with their hearts that Jesus died and he was raised from the dead on their behalf, and they are now saved. They are now safe in your care. Father, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. Father, we thank you for all things being made accessible to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. Guys, remember that this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts Bath Bombs. You can reach Lady Douglas. This is Lady Douglas's business. You can reach her by going to 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. You could text her on that number. You can also go to her email, and the email is CoraGiftedGifts34. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can connect with her there as well. Remember, guys, to continue to stay connected, continue to stay focused on a prayer. You guys can also connect with us via the Abba House International. We are pastors there. Those of you all who are looking for a church home, please feel free to go to that Abba House International Facebook page. Connect with us there. Friend us there on Facebook. And you'll get all the alerts of our prayers and all of the our prayer times and our service times that we have throughout the week. We would just be excited. We were just happy, glad that you guys would connect with us on those days. But we're here Monday through Friday on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, we're having our Monday hour power prayer time. And then on Tuesday is our Bible study. And then on Sundays is our Sunday service. Guys, remember to connect with us and link up with us and continue to stay connected with us. Again, as always, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing that you could do about it. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again and connecting with us again right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we say thank you again for being a part of what God is doing with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.